With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he's hopeful that Russia's war in Ukraine is nearing an end. The president met with French President Emmanuel Macron Monday on the third anniversary of the invasion. Trump was asked if Russian leader Vladimir Putin would accept European peacekeepers in Ukraine as part of a peace deal.
Yeah, he will accept them. I've asked him that question.
You talked to him?
I've asked him that question.
Is France going to lift the block on the...
Because he's not... Look, if we do this deal, he's not looking for more war. He doesn't mind. But I've specifically asked him that question. He has no problem with it.
President Trump says tariffs against Mexico and Canada will move forward. It comes as a month-long delay of their implementation expires next week. Speaking with French President Macron at the White House, Trump said they're on time with the tariffs. The two countries could see 25% tariffs on all exports starting on March 4th. Also at SRNnews.com, nationally known conservative commentator and former law enforcement officer Dan Bongino assumes a new role in the Trump administration.
Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent and conservative pundit, has been chosen to serve as FBI deputy director. President Trump announcing on social media, Bongino is a man of incredible love and passion for our country. Bongino would serve under Kash Patel, who was sworn in Friday as FBI director and has signaled his intent to reshape the bureau. Bongino was born in New York City and was an NYPD officer before joining the Secret Service. He then went on to work for Fox News before leaving to start his own show. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis showing a slight improvement in his condition. The 88-year-old remains in critical condition with pneumonia in both of his lungs. The update said the Pope's lab test had improved and he's had no major episodes. This is SRN News. Some Americans are concerned about morals.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A unanimous Supreme Court dealt a blow to Holocaust survivors and their families in a long-running lawsuit seeking compensation from Hungary for property stolen during World War II. The justices threw out an appeals court ruling that it allowed the lawsuit to continue despite a federal statute that generally shields sovereign nations like Hungary from suits in U.S. courts. The High Court heard arguments in December. This is SRN News. A supporter of President Trump joins the governor's race in Ohio.
The Ohio governor's race is heating up with biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy jumping into the 2026 race. Republican Governor Mike DeWine is term limited. The Cincinnati-born former presidential candidate joins the Republican primary field a month after the former lieutenant governor John Husted was appointed to fill Vice President J.D. Vance's Senate seat. Husted's backers will be looking to switch their allegiance. Other Republican candidates include Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Heather Hill, a black entrepreneur from Appalachia. On the Democratic side is Dr. Amy Acton, the former state health director. I'm Jennifer King.
A new study from the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health finds that 35 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week is linked to a 41% lower risk of dementia over a four-year period. More details at srnnews.com.